Hey everyone, welcome back. This is the Munch Bunch podcast, and you have myself, Megan Vannoy, oral myofunctional therapist and dental hygienist, and my co-host, Kimmy Nishimoto, also dental hygienist and oral myofunctional therapist. Between Kimmy and myself, we have about 20 years of dental experience and working with people in dentistry, and then getting close to probably even close to 10 years, maybe not quite, of now myofunctional therapy experience. And so what we wanted to talk about today with you guys is the training program that we did to become myofunctional therapist. So we're going to talk to you guys a little bit about our journeys, how we found myofunctional therapy, you know, what we found in our research of who to train with. There's so many great different organizations that offer trainings. And, you know, we're going to talk about the ones that we personally have done, and, you know, talk about our experience with that. So Kimmy, why don't you start us off with kind of how you found myofunctional therapy, what trainings you've done, and then I'll tell my story and then we'll go from there.
All right. Thank you. So I've talked about this a little bit in the past, but I took a class at the Rocky Mountain Dental Convention about myofunctional disorders. Never heard that term in my life. And had already been a hygienist by about 8 years at that point. And every problem that they talked about in the presentation, I had. So it was just kind of like, oh, that's what's wrong with me. That's why I have this messed up mouth and this messed up TMJ. And I sleep like crap. Even though I'm sleeping like 9 to 10 hours a night, I feel terrible. Mm-hmm. So after I messaged the instructor and asked about, like, how do you, like, you know, get treated for this, or how do you get trained in it? And it was actually a lot more straightforward and simple than I thought. I thought you'd have to, like, go back to college and do some sort of advanced program, but it's more an add-on to your dental hygiene license. So that made it pretty simple. I signed up for that course, and it was awesome. I really did love it. It's the IOMT program with Nicole Smith Anderson, and she is amazing. She was my first myofunctional mentor. She was a dental hygienist and then became a myofunctional therapist. And she wanted to be able to do more for people, so she became a dentist. And she's almost done with dental school and doing a residency, and then she'll be practicing. She wanted to be able to do her own frenectomies and things like that. So that was a 3-day course. It was long days, and we talked briefly about airway and sleep and the immunology, why we are getting allergies the way we are now. And it was a very, like, different perspective on it. Focusing on the etiology is breastfeeding or lack thereof and the immune system. And then we talked about airway and tongue ties, but because of time, we didn't go into it a super in depth. So we ended up doing a lot of the exercises hands-on, a real brief intro on how to start the business, and she had some handouts for us on how to do that. And I left the course feeling really excited, but also a little overwhelmed. Like, I didn't know how to make that work for me. And so a couple months went by, and I ended up taking Sarah Hornsby's course, Myo Mentor, and we'll talk more about that later. But Myo Mentor was really, really good. It helped me get from, like, basic intro into being, like, more advanced, like, understanding compensations, not just doing the exercises, but how to do them well. So, and again, we'll talk more about that later. So that's kind of how I got started. My original course was about 1500, I would say. And it was a 3-day sort of deal, about 30 hours of CE, I would say.
Nice. And then, yeah, so Kimmy and I overlap with our trainings with Myo Mentor. So that's kind of why we're going to jump into that a little bit later here. Well, I guess as soon as I finish telling how I got here. So my myofunctional therapy journey started pretty much as soon as I got out of dental hygiene school. So one thing that I think is really important for us to touch on is, well, I guess a couple of things. So first of all, myofunctional therapy is not something that's regularly taught in hygiene schools. It's not regularly taught in dental schools. As far as my understanding, it's not regularly taught within the speech language pathologist training. So all of this stuff is stuff that we have to specialize in, have to do deeper training on, you know, to practice as far as the dental hygiene world, to practice myofunctional therapy. You know, the ADHA talks pretty, which is the American Dental Hygiene Association, has some statements about it, about really, if you're going to practice, you need to do really some extensive training before seeing patients. So a lot of organizations are working more and more to create a streamlined certification. And that's just not out there quite yet. So that's always something to keep in mind as you are looking at training, is to like, make sure you're training with somebody who's been in the field for a long time, who's been trained by some really well-known names, not somebody who took, you know, took a program and then took key pieces from that person's program and created their own and really hasn't been doing it for very long. So that would be kind of my first caution to people, is really do your research before working with somebody. The second thing is, people who are allowed to do myofunctional therapy, it's actually a pretty small group. So doctors and dentists, speech language pathologists, and dental hygienists are really the four main groups of people who, you know, scope of practice is within myofunctional therapy. So that's another thing to keep in mind too, as you're looking for somebody to train with, you know, and as you're looking, even if you are somebody looking for a myofunctional therapist, something to keep in mind too. So just kind of some like word to the wise, you know, things that, you know, Kimmy and myself and many people before us have like had to navigate and make it really easier for everybody else to really find the right people. So for me, like I said, my myofunctional therapy journey started honestly pretty much right out of dental hygiene school. I didn't know it was going to start, but one of the first doctors I worked for is an airway guy. He was training in orthotropics. He does the ALF. And so we, as hygienists, kind of briefly learned things about like the spot, or some of the, you know, airway and tongue function type of stuff, but we didn't jump too far into it then. So I didn't learn anything. I don't even remember learning about tongue ties in dental hygiene school, to be honest with you. But the very first dentist that I worked for, you know, we didn't talk a ton about tongue ties necessarily, but we did talk about like tongue placement, jaw growth, airways, and that type of thing. So I at least kind of had a working understanding of those things. And so then fast forward a couple years, I was working at a different office and I was just looking kind of for ways to expand my career. I was getting kind of burnt out. My hands were starting to hurt. I was like, what else can I do without having to go back to school, basically? Definitely interested in more training, but using like my hygiene to grow into something else, basically. So I started doing some research. And upon my research, I was looking for a new dental office to work in. And I found the world's most amazing Craigslist ad. and like we, Sarah and I still laugh about this because it was really kind of the beginning of her Myo Mentor kind of training programs and for in that development of her training. And so it was basically, I think there was like five things on it of like, are you looking to expand your career? Do you feel like there's other ways you can help your patients out of the dental hygiene chair? You know, are you tired of working for other people and want to work for yourself. I mean, you like all those things. I think, like I said, there was like 5 or 6 things. And as I was reading it, I was like, yes, yes. Like check mark, yes. All these things. Like, what do I do? Who do I talk to? Like, what is this? And so I started researching. I looked up at her Myo Mentor page, which is much more interactive now here, all these years later. I started looking more into myofunctional therapy. I told my parents that this is what I wanted to do. They thought I was crazy. But like at the same time, like totally encouraged me because I have awesome parents. But so I had contacted Sarah and I was like, hey, I'm really interested in learning more about this. Like, you know, what can you tell me? And it took me probably, you know, she told me like about myofunctional therapy and about a lot of these types of things, told me more about her mentorship program, what it entails. And it took me probably about a year and also a solid push from Sarah to like invest in the program and really honestly like invest in myself. So she had emailed me. This is what I love. She had emailed me and been like, hey, you know, I think this is going to be my last group of dental hygienists that I'm going to be mentoring. I've had some dentists ask me about this stuff. And like, I just want to give you a heads up. Like, if you're interested, you know, I think it's a really good time. And I was like, you know what? You're right. I'm just going to bite the bullet and do it. and now Sarah's actually known, she's actually grown her Myo Mentor training program. And that's actually what her focus is on it now, you know, all these years later, is educating, speaking, training, working with different groups and study clubs. She works with the Breathe Institute out of LA and helps them with their courses. And it wasn't her last training program, you guys, but it did really encourage her to keep going and keep training and just grow that part of her business. So it was amazing. I had a really great group of people that I trained with. And then from there, I was able to, you know, start my own business and be mentored pretty closely with Sarah. Today I have my own myofunctional therapy practice that I practice full time. I'm no longer in dental hygiene and am really just focused on myofunctional therapy and seeing patients all over the world. So that's how I got here. I feel like that's,
and Megan is awesome and she's very brave. She is like, if you have an idea, she runs with it. Same thing with like the podcast. I was just like, you know what? We have like good repertoire. Like we have sassy conversations. We should just have a podcast and talk about myofunctional therapy and, you know, troubleshoot situations. She's like, yeah, sure.
Why not? Let's do it. Yeah. So that's been my relationship a lot with Sarah too. So, you know, full disclosure, you guys, I worked with Sarah as one of her very first student therapists. I then became one of her associate therapists and I saw patients through Faceology. And then I was her lead therapist back in 2018. We had a couple other associates working with us. I just took on a bigger leadership role. And then now, with Sarah's Myo Mentor and her mentorship training really blossoming and becoming this really well-known, reputable education. She doesn't see patients very often anymore. And so as one of her partner therapists, I see a lot of patients through Faceology who reach out and want to work with a well-trained therapist who has kind of, I guess, Sarah's stamp of approval. so, you know, that's kind of how, you know, closely I am with Myo Mentor and with Faceology. And then one of the cool things that Sarah has implemented in the past, gosh, I think it's only been about 6 months we've been doing this, but what I think really makes Myo Mentor unique is that when you graduate the program, you can sign up for an online internship and you can either bring your first patient with you or we provide you with a patient. The patient pays a lower cost of therapy, knowing that they are signing up for a learning situation. And I am the myofunctional therapy advisor, and I help advise students through their very first patient. And so, you know, we kind of push them out the nest with a little bit of a safety umbrella as I'm there. And I I mentor, I advise, and I like help, you know, I help kind of get like the nervous Nellies like actually into myofunctional therapy, because, you know, learning about myofunctional therapy, and Kimmy, you can definitely like chime in on this one. Learning myofunctional therapy is amazing, and it's overwhelming, and it opens up so many doors, and you're like, oh my gosh, how do I even do this? How do I implement this? What do I do? And so often so many people and just get kind of caught up in the training, and they've taken so much training and so many training courses, and they never see that first patient because they just don't know. And like, they're scared to see that first patient. And it is. And I remember it. It's legitimate. I can like vividly remember my very first three patients as a student and how many times I emailed Sarah and been like, they're doing this weird thing. What do I do? And, you know, now I can be that, you know, for my students that I'm advising, to ask me all those questions too. So it's been fun. It's really been fun to come full circle. And I think that's something that's really unique about MyoMentor is that, we really give you the opportunity. So, and what I think is also cool is you don't have to take one of our patients. You can bring one of your own patients to the table and still get that help. So, yeah.
I think it's great too, because a lot of us in the dental professional, especially hygienists, we're all a bunch of perfectionists, and we want everything to be perfect, and we want to have everything set up just right. And with therapy, you just got to try. If you don't try, you're never going to do it. And if you just keep taking class after class after class, you never actually progress. Mm-hmm. It's just, I've dumped like, you know, however many thousands of dollars into all this training, and I haven't made any money yet. So it's like, sometimes you just got to take that leap and start
jump into the deep end, baby. Yeah. Well, and so that's sometimes too, that's such a good point, Kimmy. So that is sometimes a conversation I have a lot with people is I'm like, you've been a dental hygienist for how long? You know, even if it's just a few years, like, do you remember the first time like you stepped into the clinic and you had to like use your mirror in your classmate's mouth or use an explorer, or then eventually learn scaling or learn how to teach people how to like brush their teeth or floss their teeth and prevent periodontal disease? Like, none of us knew how to do that when we walked in. That I had zero dental experience when I started dental hygiene school, and I was like always so nervous because, you know, there was assistants in my class. I'm like, at least those people have like been in a patient's mouth before. Like, but you know what? I survived, and I have, you know, had a career in dental hygiene for 10 years, and nobody blinked an eye at me thinking I didn't know what I was doing. You know, I'm sure there was some patients who didn't think I knew what I was doing, but they had spectacularly clean mouths. So, you know, they can just deal with that. I was going to say something else, but it probably wouldn't be appropriate for the masses. So, you know, that's the thing though, is like, you didn't know how to do any of this dental hygiene stuff before, like, you actually got into school and graduated, and probably the first couple of years were shaky at best, you know? So it's the same thing, but change is hard. It just is. Change is hard. Taking like leaps of faith is hard. Trying new things is hard. And so, you know, that's where kind of that bridge between training and that first new patient really can make a difference. So that's kind of my spiel on that. Get out there, get out of the nest.
Yeah. Just do it.
And yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that's a really good point, because a lot of therapists on the Facebook forums are not actually seeing patients. They're too nervous to do it. But so passionate about telling people about it, but not actually doing therapy with them. It's fascinating. Yeah,
it is.
I think it's that perfection thing.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, we kind of get into this, like, this thing that I, you know, really can bother me sometimes, is this weird underlying competition thing. So one of the biggest things that like I talk about, Kimmy, I know you talk about, one of the big things that like I have learned and like really grown with Sarah is this idea of like collaboration and not competition. And when you can find those people in your world and in your realm, you know, you're going to be you're going to be successful because, you know, you don't step on other people. You don't throw people under the bus. You don't discourage mm-hmm. people from what they're doing, you know, and if there's something that needs to be corrected, you do it out of like kindness and encouragement and not like to make people feel dumb or stupid. And I, you know,
yes,
we see that.
I really like that about the Myo Mentor mm-hmm. group and like the group on Facebook, our OMT mm-hmm. for the RDH is a mm-hmm. great one. It's a very supportive group of myofunctional therapists. It's just there to troubleshoot problems and to ask questions without getting your head mm-hmm. ripped off.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing too, even from a patient aspect, like a lot of times, and this is something I learned from Sarah and Myo Mentor is, you know, when I'm seeing a patient and when I'm talking to them and they're like, yeah, I don't know, you know, online therapy seems weird or, you know, like, I just don't know what I want to do. I always just tell them like, hey, like you could see me for therapy. You could see, you know, Kimmy for therapy. You could see Sarah for therapy. You could see, you know, this SLP who's in person in your town for therapy. Like, it doesn't matter to me who you see, but what matters to me is that like you get your myofunctional disorders taken care of and that you, you know, are well taken care of, you get good treatment and that really you feel better because that's what matters. Yes. Like, obviously, like I want a successful business. I want a roof over my head. I want to buy too many things on Amazon. You know, too many like coffee cups locally, but I still,
that's so basic.
You guys, I live in Portland. Okay. We have excellent coffee here. All right. It's called Stumptown. But you know what I mean? Like, I want patients to get the help that they need and I want to give them the resources to do so. And I just think, I think that's how we keep growing the field. And I think that's how we keep, you know, people happy and patients getting help and, you know, really encouraging kind of that piece in the puzzle. So, and that's really what like working with Sarah and working with Myo Mentor and that group has really like kept encouraging me on.
Yeah, I heard a stat last year that there's only 1,000 therapists in the U.S.
Oh, really?
There's not very many. Yeah.
Huh.
So I think that that's pretty awesome. So the main ways that you could get trained if you wanted to, and Megan, make sure you jump in.
Yeah,
if
I there is. There's lots of organizations.
Obviously, like...
Yeah.
Obviously, we love Myo Mentor because we're both graduates mm-hmm. from there. But the other really popular ones are the Sandra Colson, Joy Mueller, the AOMT, the IAOM, Barbara Green, Christy Gatto, Kim Benkert, mm-hmm. Neo Health, Sandra mm-hmm. Holtzman. Mm-hmm. Any other ones that I'm missing?
You know, so I would say kind of the big two organizations, Kimmy, you mentioned already are the AOMT and the IAOM. And some of the names that you just shared with people work with either one of these organizations. And they put together some really great intro courses that are, 24 to 30 hours of education. They have so much great information, but what I see tends to lack from the like these shorter course training programs, even though they're full of great information, they're led by, gosh, like just well-known, well-respected leaders in the field, and they have so much awesome knowledge to share. Some of them are SLPs, speech-language pathologists. Some of them are dental hygienist, and you know, just that collaboration of everyone working together. They've got so much great information. What I have experienced is people take these courses and they're like full of life and they're full of zest and they're like, yes, all this makes sense to me. Like, let's do it. And then they stop and they're like, wait, how do I do it? Where do I go from here? Mm-hmm. You know, and I think Kimmy, that
mine was, what the heck is a posterior tongue tie? We didn't go over that. How do I find out?
Look in your own mouth.
Yeah, had one.
Me too. So yeah, I mean, they're full of great information. And so people finish these courses and then they Google and they get online and they Google myofunctional therapists in my area and they find me and then they email me and then they ask me, what do I do? I think over the past 5 years, I've had, I don't know, maybe 30 plus people email me and be like, I took this course. I don't know what to do. Can I take you to coffee? You know, can you tell me what to do from here? And I've, you know, I've been able to meet with some people locally, but at the same time, like, I'm finding this to be happening so often that, you know, I always recommend them to my own mentor. And I'm like, hey, like, you've had a great start. You want to learn how to implement this. This is what I did. This is where my business and my practice is at. And like, I would highly encourage you to do so. So what's cool about Myo Mentor and what's cool about what Sarah's doing, is it's not just like one thing. It's not just the exercises. It's not just learning about like the symptoms that contribute to myofunctional therapy. It's actually, and Kimmy, you took it more recently than I did. I've done update courses and I've shadowed in Sarah's like courses more recently. But it really breaks it down into a 12-week comprehensive course. So everything's spread out over the course of those 12 weeks. And so you're actually able to learn this information, retrain it, like retrain your brain in it, like retain all of it up there. And then, you know, it really builds off of itself. So what I think is so cool is, you know, Sarah usually does 2 classes a week. The first one is the lecture and talking about like everything. And then the second part of the week is the Q&A portion. So you watch the presentation, you're interacting online with people, you're coming up with your own questions, and then you're really bringing them to the table into this open discussion of like, hey, that was great information, but now what? And I think that's really what's so cool about it. You know, Kimmy, do you want to expand on that a little bit more?
Yeah. So what I really liked about it is she would break it down. It's like everyone talks about airway. And I'm like, okay, I know that that's like your breathing tube. But how big is it supposed to be? Like, what is it? You know, what is expansion? I had heard that that was not possible past the age of 17. So why is everyone talking about expansion? You know, it's like, what is all this stuff? So Sarah breaks it down and she teaches you about all those other things, like what airway is, like what sleep apnea is, what are the good measurements, what are the different types of sleep disorders, what expansion is. Yes, it's possible. There's these different devices that you can
use. Oh yeah, and we're going to talk about that later, you guys. We're going to do a rundown.
Yes, that's going to be an entire podcast. And we'll have a special guest on there too. So stay tuned. She also talks about tongue tie more than anyone that I've ever seen. And she really helped me to understand on a deep level all the different ways that tongue ties can present. It's not just the, oh, to the tip, you know, grade 2. It's all about the compensation and the neck strain, the jaw strain, the fascia.
Yeah, how the tongue moves breaks it down. Is huge. That's so true. And that's only like that piece of the course has only continued to grow over the last couple of years because like we've been having so many more conversations as a myofunctional community about different types of tongue ties, about compensation, you know, as more leaders are emerging in that field, somebody like Suresh Zaghi at the Breathe Institute, you know, he's kind of helped open up a world of, you know, different types of tongue tie. And then we've got, you know, Dr. Kotlow over on the East Coast and like all these people. And again, these are people who work together and who are like feeding off of each other and really bringing awareness to the myofunctional world. And that's what's so important is bringing awareness to the myofunctional world and disorders and actually like helping people. Yeah.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So agreed. That's, you know, I've had, sorry, Kimmy, I totally like just kept talking.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say, what else is there that Sarah really goes into that's different than just the exercises?
The business.
Oh, she talks about the business
yep,
part of
it. That's exactly
what
I was just going to say. So, you know, the business piece of it, and she encourages you to check in with your state and your state legislation. She, you know, tells you how to start a business. She tells you, like, you know, some of her things that have found successful, some of the things that she has found not successful. You know, she also offers, so Kimmy, correct me if I'm wrong, 3 or 4, like individual one-on-one calls with people. Okay.
It's 3.
I think it may even be up to 4 now, but she offers one-on-one mentoring calls throughout the program and throughout the process. And even like as you're, you know, wrapping up, to where you can ask some of those individual questions and where you can really get that one-on-one mentorship. So I don't think any other program, and I'm totally okay to be corrected if I'm wrong here, but I haven't heard of any other programs who really offer that piece of the puzzle, of that one-on-one, you know, phone call and mentorship, to where like you don't feel like you're having to, you know, you don't feel rushed or that you're having to like have, you know, such big group conversations. The group conversations are great because there's so much collaboration and people a lot of times have the same questions, but they don't want to speak up, or they're not sure if anybody else has that same question. And like 9 times out of 10, they totally do. But I think that one-on-one mentorship also throughout is really, really unique.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I try not to bother her unless I really needed to, but there was a couple incidents I had where, you know, there were people that I worked with that like did not understand airway, and so I was having some problems with them and just how to navigate that to try to teach them. Megan knows nothing about conflict.
Dang. Yeah. That's a totally different, like, off the records podcast, you guys.
Whoops. No, I mean, I'm
super passionate. So, I mean, like, it takes everything in me to not want to fight someone when they tell me that tongue ties don't matter, that we shouldn't be screening for sleep apnea in the dental chair, or that, you know, the palate's diffused, you cannot expand someone. Those are 3 things that make me get real fired.
I get fired up when people tell me.
and told when I cannot talk about it. I'm like, no. I'm like, the constitution of Kimmy is I need to be able to tell you about your tongue tie. You know, health, liberty, justice, and being able to talk about airway.
Actually, I can run and start my own business because I'm a human, but thank you for your opinion and your like feedback on that. Thank you for your feedback. I'll see you later. whoops. You know, I think that there, and like, you know, Kimmy says she doesn't like to bug Sarah, but I'll tell, like, and you know, at this point, you guys know I know Sarah fairly well, I would say. She never feels bugged by her, like people wanting to learn more and have those mentor calls. And so I think that is, you know, one thing that I have really found to be so true is that I never feel like she gets annoyed because I ask her these questions, or, you know, I never feel weird to ask for help. And I feel like that can be really challenging when you're in like a learning environment, or you're at like a conference, or, you know, and you don't want to be singled out as that person, you know? And so I think that's really, what's really cool is like, you're never made to feel bad for having questions.
Well, I love that about her too, because when I finished my program, I found someone that was nearby. And I don't want to say any names or anything like that, but I went there, you know, just to shadow, just to see how they did things, how they did the billing, you know, just to get a little bit of collaboration. I brought them a coffee, you know, it was like really nice, and just trying to like stay back out of it. But when I asked, you know, just little questions like, oh, how did you get your learning on how to build your system, or how did you, what computer system did you decide to use, or how do you do your notes? She just said, I don't think I should have to tell you that.
Thank you.
Yeah. You should have gone over that in your course. If you didn't go over that, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you should go get certified in, you know, this. She said, I needed to get certified in this particular program, or you really shouldn't be practicing, which is not true. There is no board program, board test.
Yeah, there is, you know, there's some different certifications that people maybe will like give you as like course completion, depending on what course you do. You know, the IAOM has a certification that they offer that you are like welcome to do, but you know, it's not required.
It's not required.
There is no actual license, but I do think in the next few years, they're really going, people are going, that's going to happen. And I'm like looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to, you know, being able to do so and continue to be like an advocate for that in the field. So, you know, I'm not opposed at all to that happening. And like, I'm excited to continue on in that journey. So, you know, if you've, you know, if you've been thinking about taking a myofunctional therapy course, or you're trying to figure out what to do or what myofunctional therapy is, there is some kind of like crash courses in myofunctional therapy out there. You know, Sarah has one that you can access through her sarahkhornsby.com website. I'm going to be doing some live webinars with the crash course coming up here in the next couple weeks, which will be fun to really just give people that information. So, you know, Kimmy, is there anything else that we're missing?
Let's see. No, not really. I think that's that's pretty much what we wanted to talk about. But I felt like when I took my own mentor, I went from intro understanding like exercises, muscles, blah, 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 into having a more advanced knowledge of airway, of anatomy, of the exercises without compensation, identifying tongue ties, and then more help on the business end of things. So I feel like it was really helpful, as well as you're not just like kind of cut off as soon as you're done. Yeah. There's graduate calls like every other week where we get together and we talk.
I get to lead those graduate Q&As twice a month, and they're super fun. It's so great to see other people. It's also great to get feedback from other myofunctional therapists. We did one last night about exercises that are like hard for patients to learn. And I learned some new stuff and I was really excited about it. So, you know, that collaboration piece is really, really cool. So, I think that it's all about that comprehensive learning and then how to apply it from there, which is what's really cool.
Sarah did give us a awesome promo code for our Munch Bunch listeners for the Myo Mentor.
Yeah, so if you guys are like, hey, you know, I've been doing research, you know, I do want to maybe train in this or like look more into it. You know, obviously Kimmy and I are big advocates for Myo Mentor as a great start. And then, you know, I do want to say furthering your education after that, continuing programs, continuing to learn. There's always new things out there. And I think that's really, really important to take, you know, to take multiple courses, but you can take multiple courses and see patients and really start your businesses that way too. So, so Sarah has a program starting in June, like Kimmy said, and we've got a cool discount for you guys. So Kimmy, will you tell us the details of that one?
Yes. You go to sarahkhornsby.com and then there's a library. There's the Myo Mentor program. And then the code is MUNCH20, MUNCH in all capitals, 20. And that is 20% off. All right. So the code is MUNCH20. In all capitals, MUNCH20,
And that gives you 20% off.
Such a good deal.
Of her program, which is such a good deal. It's a $2,500 program for 12 weeks. And that code will give you $500 off. Now, there's only a few spots with that particular code. So you want to kind of move on it quickly mm-hmm. so they don't get sold out. But yeah, regular price, $2,500 with the promo code MUNCH20, it's $2,000. For me, when I did it, I was working about 40-something hours a week. And so I had to sacrifice my bachelor viewing parties on Mondays and my dance class on Thursday, but definitely worth it. I just thought of it as like, you know, I'm going back to school. I'm training. Yeah.
Well, and Sarah, and I loved it, just like every group's a little bit different. And so she will put out like a poll of like best days and times for a majority of the group. And that's usually kind of what she bases that on, because there are people over the world, there's different time zones. And they're always recorded, so you always have access. And even when you finish the program, you still always have access to the information, which I think is cool. It never expires. So, you know, it's, you know, some lifetime of learning. So, yeah. So, you know, obviously you guys found out Kimmy and I love MyoMentor. And we know that there's some other really great trainings out there. We'd love to hear some other people's trainings that they love and that they've had a great time with. So, you know, MyoMentor has become really, really, like I said, well-known, well-revered. People have graduated and have really successful practices and partnerships. And, you know, people have even taken this information and, like, created their own training programs. So, you know, I think it's really important to work with somebody who is not only, like, well-known and well-educated, but, like, passionate about helping other people, too.
Well, and the other really cool thing is doctors will take it.
Yeah, yeah. There's a ton
with their teams. And
actually, I think Sarah said in her current course right now, there's like 10 dentists, or, you know, which is one of the biggest groups of dentists, I think, that she's had in her course. And, you know, what's cool about it is by the time it's all said and done, these dentists really understand the importance, again, of working with a team. And that's really what MyoMentor is about, is working with a team and a team of providers. Like, myofunctional therapy is one piece of this bigger picture problem. And so collaboration really is key, and it's key to all work together for the success of your patient.
Yeah, that brings Lay it up on me. One last point I'll throw out there. Not every office and not every doctor is going to be on board with this, because it's very progressive. It's pushing the limits of what we've known, and it's all research-based, but it's not traditional dentistry. And it's not a traditional, like, oh, you're my employee, you're doing hygiene, so I'm going to pay you a hygiene wage when you're doing this. It's different. It's going to change the dynamic. So if you're not about that and you don't want to put in that personal effort and a lot of extra time on the side, maybe just refer, because unless you're obsessed with it, it's not going to be worth your time and money. And then the drama of, you know, trying to explain this to people that it's just not a part of your education.
Yeah, that's hard. I'm running into that less and less, but I've also been getting out of hygiene more and more. So that's probably why. It's hard because, you know, as hygienists, we're always seen just as hygienists, or we're seen as wearing one hat. But, like, we're other people too. We have other passions. We do other things. It's just like, you know, dentists who, you know, dentists don't just always do one thing, right? They don't always just do fillings and that's it. They do other things. They grow in their careers. They do, you know, they find their passions too. And sometimes it's hard to see your hygienist as somebody who would also want to do that and, like, be encouraged to do so. Now, I do know there's some really amazing dentists out there who encourage that in their team members. We even, you know, we know multiple MyoMentor grads who've, like, really found this to work really well for them. And, like, that's what keeps me really positive about it, is knowing that there are success stories out there, And there are great teams and great airway teams. And I think that's really exciting. And I think, again, people who are willing to work together and work with a team are always going to be so successful. So, you know, what's it? Collaboration over competition. And I think it's key. I think it's so key. So, yeah. So again, you guys, Munch 20 for Myo Mentor for June. So, you know, that's going to be an exciting program, especially as people are, you know, quarantined right now or are like nervous or scared to go back to dental hygiene and are just looking for other ways to grow and to help people. So I think that about wraps it up, Kimmy. I don't know. Is there anything else?
Nope. I think we've said what we want to say. Let's everybody get trained in it. So then, you know, there's less of a struggle trying to explain that myofunctional disorders exist and airway is real. And then, you know, so that will make it easier for everyone and everybody. Let's just get along. We're all just trying to take care of people in the best way. And we're all gentle, loving souls who just want to do right by humanity. So mm-hmm. I think that's the message here is, you know, no matter what your training is, you know,
especially we're all me and Kimmy. Awesome. Most importantly,
much forever.
All right, you guys. Well, we have always loved chatting with you. We've got some really cool stuff coming out because, you know, we're quarantined. And so obviously we've got cool stuff coming. So keep an ear out. We've got more special guests around the corner. Some of like the smartest people that we like have ever met or known in this kind of airway breathing tongue tie world. We're definitely going to bring Sarah onto an episode as well. So you guys can stay tuned for the kind of the second part of this. So we hope you guys have a great day and we'll talk to you soon.